This is Earth and Sky. According to scientists, the Amazon River is breathing, exhaling CO2 or carbon dioxide, similar to the way that you or I expel this gas with every outbreath.
Trees and plants take in CO2 during photosynthesis. Now it's known that the Amazon River, in effect, breathes CO2 back out again. It happens because soil, bark, and leaf litter are washed into the river. The teeming tropical river life, microorganisms, insects, fish, gobble up this material and breathe the CO2 back out.
How much and how fast the Amazon River breathes is the question for Jeff Ritchie at the University of Washington. His research shows that CO2 from plants with short lifespans, like grass, make the river breathe faster than older carbon, say from big old trees.
The land and the water are much more tightly tied together than people thought. So that also means that if you start changing the land, the whole water system is going to change as well.
Ritchie now wants to learn how changes in a river's respiration affects river life and water quality.
Think of it as it gives you the pulse of the system. So if the CO2 level is changing in the water, that can be a sign that the overall metabolism is changing. It signals something. It's a harbinger, canary in the mine, if you would.
Our thanks today to NASA. Explore, discover, understand. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.